And next up we go to Peter, who is in Phoenix, and he's listening to 1310 AM. Hey, Peter, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Thank you. I have some questions regarding enrollment.
Okay.
And it's really two questions, but the first one involves myself and an ex-wife. We were married outside the Catholic Church, although both of us were born and, well, we were raised Catholic.
Okay.
Baptized Catholics. She left the marriage.
Okay.
And filed for divorce.
Okay.
And that went through. And I wanted to know a little bit about the enrollment process so that I may, at some point in the future, remarry.
Let me ask you a question.
In the Catholic Church.
Let me ask you a question. What year did you get married?
What year was 1980?
Okay. And at the time, were you, you said this was in a Unity Church, right?
Correct.
Had you left the Catholic Church and formally joined another church at the time?
I have to say no. I hadn't formally joined another church, but was certainly not attending any services regularly.
Yeah, not attending is not the issue, but I needed to ask because of a provision that could pertain to this situation. What I can tell you based on the fact pattern you describe is you should, unless there's something I'm not aware of, you should be able to obtain an annulment fairly easily through what's known as the documentary process. Because you were a Catholic and you didn't observe the requirement of observing the Catholic form of marriage. You didn't get married in the church, in other words. And you didn't, apparently, from what you said, I gather you didn't get a dispensation from form to get married in another church. So because of that, your marriage would have what's known as a defect of form. And for marriages that have a defect of form, they're automatically null, and it's very easy to prove that simply by presenting certain documents. You know, like here's the baptismal certificate, here's the marriage certificate, and so forth. That's why it's called the documentary process, because it doesn't involve a lengthy investigation. You just have to gather the right documents and fill out the paperwork to show the marriage tribunal in your area that that the marriage was null, and so after that you would certainly be able to remarry. If you'd like more information about that, I'd suggest getting a copy of a booklet that we have here at Catholic Answers called Annulments, What You Need to Know. And it's something that I wrote and gives you the basics. Basically, what you're going to want to do is contact your local parish and explain the situation, and they'll help you get started in the process. What's your second question?
All right. The second one involves a lady friend of mine that I'm quite interested in. However, she was married in the Catholic Church and to a man who was not a Catholic. However, he had been baptized in a Protestant church, but at the ceremony, he did receive the Eucharist.
Did or did not?
He did receive the Eucharist.
Okay. That's really not relevant to the question of was her marriage to him valid. In order for her to be free to marry, she would, whether to you or anyone else, she would need to go through the annulment process, and her marriage would be presumed valid because she was a Catholic, getting married in the Catholic Church, and apparently had permission. There wasn't any legal barrier to her marrying this gentleman in the Catholic Church, and so consequently, the church would presume her marriage is valid, and therefore it would also presume it's sacramental in addition to being valid because this gentleman was already baptized. That means that the process of getting an annulment for her wouldn't be the documentary process, and it would involve a more significant investigation, and the marriage tribunal would have to, you know, interview people by questionnaires, for example, and then make a determination based on an assessment of the facts about whether or not that first marriage was valid. If it was not valid, then she'd be given an annulment and she would be free to marry, whether you or someone else. She'd need to go through that process. So in answer to your first question, you should have no problem obtaining an annulment through the documentary process, at least based on what you've said. She might or might not be able to get one. It would the result would depend on a on an investigation that would take longer and be somewhat more involved. But still, we have a process in the church for evaluating such situations, and that's what the annulment process is there for. So it's there to help her.
Got it.
In the sense, and I should clarify, help her in the sense of understanding, was her former marriage invalid or is it to be presumed valid?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, I have a third question that relates to Eucharist, if you have a minute or two
Really quick, because we need to take another call.
There's someone that I know who comes to church on a regular basis, and she is doing all kinds of things that she should not be receiving the Eucharist, but she still goes and receives it.
Okay.
And that bothers me to no end. I go to church, but I don't receive the Eucharist at this time.
Okay.
But she does. She goes and takes the Eucharist. And is there something I should say to her?
Let me mention a couple of things. First of all, I'm not sure why you're not receiving the Eucharist. Even if you've been away from the church, you can go to confession and then go to the Eucharist. It doesn't sound like you're in an invalid marriage right now. And so, you know, I just want to make sure you're aware that it sounds like you could resume a normal sacramental life as soon as you're ready. In terms of her situation, I'd have to know what it is she's doing that would prevent her from receiving the Eucharist. Can you give me an idea in general terms?
She left a sacramental marriage.
Okay.
And then remarried and married someone else.
Okay, so she's living in a presumptively invalid marriage.
Correct.
Yeah, well, that's a situation that is a delicate one, and there's a bunch of confusion surrounding this issue right now. If you have a good relationship with her and you're able to introduce the question and say, you know, here's some information that you should be aware of and I hope it helps you, then that could be an option for you. On the other hand, you don't know what discussion she's had with other people. She may have been told by a pastor that it's okay for her to receive communion in her situation, and you may not be able to convince her otherwise. So it's kind of a judgment call whether to approach her about that or not. Ultimately, she's not your daughter or anything, is she?
No,
okay.
And I realize that I have a certain distance that I have to maintain there.
Right.
And that is up to her.
Right.
But just to point her in a direction to say, you know, this might not be the best thing for your soul to be doing.
And that's something that if you make a judgment call that that's the best way you can help her, then great. On the other hand, if you sense that that might push her further away from the church or reinforce her in sin, then you might say, I'm going to pray for her and let God find the right channel to help draw her closer to him.